I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio. Good news for folks who like food on the go, and by that I mean Meals on Wheels. The good news for food truck lovers is that there are going to be more come April. Joining me on the line is Edith Murnane, Director of Food Initiatives for the City of Boston. Edith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
I should let people know that you're suffering a little bit, just trying to recover from some illness, and you're kind enough to join us today on the phone to talk about this, because this is a major expansion of the food truck initiative in Boston, which I have to say was a little cautious, but in the mind of many, did it right by being cautious.
Thank you. We think so. We wanted to make sure that that as the program launched, that it worked for everyone within the city, food truck operators, food truck eaters, as well as other constituents, people who work in the city, people who live in the city, all of Boston. And it's been great fun doing it.
So this is a huge increase. We're talking 56 trucks now as of April. That's way up from where we have been.
Well, we're currently at about 44, 45.
Mm-hmm.
And so most food trucks really try and get their operation in place in order to participate in the live lottery, which we held about 2 weeks ago. And so this really is going to be that moment in time where people sort of pull their resources together, make sure all their ducks are lined up, and really put the thought behind their truck and their operation.
And just another logistical note that people will be interested in is that some of these new trucks are going to go to new parts of the city, East Boston, Roxbury, and Charleston. And that's great because people don't always have to be downtown Boston, which is typically where you can find a food truck.
Precisely. We've worked hard over the past year and a half to really create sites around the city. We opened our first food truck site in what I'll call a neighborhood last year, and so this is growing on that trend. I think the food truck program in Boston is really only a year and a half old, and it's remarkable to think of it in those terms, that it has been able to come to the city well, work for constituents, work for people, create good, healthy food, really engage the public, and really make a space for itself. That's only been a year and a half in the making. And I really think that what's coming next is food trucks on private property, food trucks out in the neighborhoods. There's much more of that I see coming down the line.
I'm speaking with Edith Murnane. She is head of the food initiatives for the City of Boston. We're talking about the great expansion of food trucks in Boston, which some of us, that would be me, are very excited about, and others. By the way, yesterday, Corby Comer of The Atlantic and Boston Magazine gave you a shout-out about the food truck expansion as well. Said he was a little bit skeptical, one of those, not clear he was going to like it, but is liking the way that the city has handled it. And the way, by the way, just, you know, as we're talking so people understand the guidelines, the rules that are in place so that you can't have a pizza food truck outside of a brick and mortar pizza shop. I mean, there are rules that make it better for everybody so that the folks who have brick and mortar can be served and the folks who want to try out the food trucks can be served as well.
Precisely. We really wanted to make sure that when we added food trucks to the Boston landscape, that it did the job that we were hoping to do, some of which was to activate a particular space. We have found that when you put food trucks on the streets, often it draws more people out, and specifically to very particular specifically to those areas. And so what we're finding is that, yes, food trucks need good, healthy, vibrant places to park, but they also act as magnets to bring people out. And so we're finding that they're also helping to activate areas of the city.
Well, I can definitely attest to that because, you know, if I see a food truck and I try something there and then I look behind it and say, oh, what's that over there? I never saw that. I might try that as well. I mean, I think that works for a lot of people. So it's a happy mixture. Doesn't mean, you know, if you go to a food truck, you're never going to a restaurant and vice versa. I'm going to give you a chance to brag a little bit. First year of Boston entering into the whole food truck phenomenon, which is nationwide. And yep. A couple of really remarkable things have happened with our food trucks here. Four of them were named best out of a national competition. I got a note that Roxy's Gourmet Grilled Cheese was on the Food Network's Great Food Truck Race with Tyler Florence. Brought some attention back to Boston and the food truck scene here. And right now, as we speak, their Maymay Street Kitchen is among nominees, 18 nominees by Mobile Cuisine. They're going to vote. Folks have been voting on that, and they'll announce the winner next year. And the Boston-based Staff Meal Food Truck won that contest last year. So I guess you got your chest puffed out a little bit there, Edith Murnay.
A little. But really, the food trucks themselves are really remarkable people. And Boston's food truck scene is a testament to them, the time, the energy, the thought that they put into it. I will say this, though. Back in June of 2010, the mayor launched the Healthy Food Truck Challenge. And that challenge, the fact that it was a healthy food truck challenge, I think helped set the tone for food trucks in Boston. And yes, we also require of everyone who vends on the public streets that they actually have a healthy food truck option, mm-hmm. a healthy food meal. But really, all of our food truck operators are really creative. They really enjoy what it is they're doing and all the creative juices that go into it. So really, I feel very lucky to be a part of it all.
Well, and we're lucky to have you. And get a truck over here in Alston Brighton. We'll take it on our private property. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
We can help
Edith
you with
Murnay,
that.
Thank you so much. Director of Food Initiatives for the City of Boston.
Thank you, Callie.